It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Here come the subpoenas. The Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection is issuing subpoenas to four current and former top aides to Trump, his final White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, former White House Chief Strategist, Steve Bannon, Trump's longtime social media chief, Dan Scavino, and former Pentagon official and House Intel aide, Kash Patel. There's a deadline of October 7th for those four to give the committee the documents they've requested. Bannon and Patel are scheduled to sit for depositions on October 14th. Meadows and Scavino are scheduled for the 15th. So what happens if they ignore these subpoenas like they all did while the former guy was in office? Adam Schiff, who sits on the committee, explained.
Unlike the last 4 years, these witnesses are not going to be able to count on the former president to protect them if they essentially thwart the law. And I would hope that we can move expeditiously to enforce the subpoenas if that's necessary. I hope it won't be, but if it is, but also that the Justice Department will be open to considering potential criminal contempt charges against anyone who ignores the law.
More breaking news as we head into the weekend. The so-called audit of Arizona's Maricopa County's 2020 presidential election by something called Cyber Ninjas has completed its work. The final report is due to be released Friday afternoon, but a draft copy was making the rounds on Thursday, and it confirms that President Joe Biden won the election, defeating the former guy by about 45,000 votes. That's an actual increase over his official margin of victory. You'd think that would be the end of it, right? But no. These ridiculous and dangerous games that the Republicans are playing with our election systems and process isn't over. Trump cajoled or threatened Texas Governor Greg Abbott to conduct a similar audit, even though Trump won in that state. Abbott, proving that he answers not to his constituents but to the failed, twice impeached former president, confirmed a new audit of the election in four Texas counties just hours after the former guy told him to do it. And to continue this thread of absurdity, there's this. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley tweeted very early Friday morning, quote, "It's 4 a.m. in Iowa, so I'm running. I do that 6 days a week. Before I start the day, I want you to know that Barbara and I have decided I'm running for re-election. A lot more to do for Iowa. We ask and we'll work for your support. Will you join us? Hashtag Grassley runs. Hashtag Grassley works." I'd say hashtag Grassley will be 89 years old on election day. Time for him to go home, retire. Seriously, the only sitting senator older than Grassley is Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat who's up for re-election in 2024. And she actually filed the paperwork to seek re-election back in January of this year. Well, at least they're both eligible for boosters. Yes, an interesting development regarding the COVID-19 booster vaccinations. After the CDC advisors voted on Thursday to recommend Pfizer booster shots only for older people, nursing home residents, and those with underlying health conditions, the director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, early Friday morning, overruled them and added workers in high exposure jobs to the list. And that makes sense. So teachers and others who are exposed daily to potentially infected people can get the booster shot. A White House booster shot plan could come as soon as Friday afternoon. Moving on to Congress. On Thursday evening, the House passed the National Defense Authorization Act. The vote was 316 to 113. In addition to setting spending levels and Pentagon policy, it would also require that women register for the Selective Service and reform the military justice system to move cases of sexual assault and harassment outside of the chain of command to an Office of Special Prosecutors. That's a good thing. It'll also launch an investigation into the withdrawal from Afghanistan and review the entirety of the 20-year war. The cost of the bill? $740 billion in 1 year. That would add about $24 billion more to the Pentagon's budget than Mr. Biden requested. and $740 billion in 1 year. That's more than double the amount of the massive $350 billion per year over 10 years reconciliation package. That would actually improve life for American citizens instead of furthering war globally. Priorities, people. The House also approved amendments to the bill that would require the Biden administration to prohibit U.S. military support for the Saudi-led coalition's war against the Houthis in Yemen. And another provision that was stripped out of the bill and put up as a standalone was overwhelmingly approved. $1 billion in new funding for Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. This after an ugly debate over Israel's actions towards Palestinians. The vote on that standalone provision was 420 to 9. Now, the Senate is set to vote on Monday on a motion to advance a temporary government funding bill. It was passed by the House on Wednesday and includes a suspension of the debt ceiling. Republicans are still planning to block the bill because Mitch McConnell is an obstructionist who's putting politics ahead of country and the full faith and credit of the United States. If they do and the bill fails, Democrats will have to figure out how to address the shutdown looming at the end of the month. They could remove the debt ceiling provision from the bill and then pass it with Republican support and deal with the debt ceiling separately, or they could just let the government go unfunded and blame their colleagues for the shutdown. Remember, government funding runs out at midnight on September 30th. Regarding the debt ceiling, the government will reportedly reach its borrowing limit in mid-October, which would then trigger a first-ever U.S. default. Stay tuned. Germany heads to the polls for a historic general election on Sunday. Voters will decide who will succeed longtime Chancellor Angela Merkel. She's been in charge there since 2005 and announced in 2018 that she wouldn't seek re-election after this term. Once a successor is clear, she'll step down. That could take days or even weeks. Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union and the left-leaning Social Democratic Party dominate German politics. But anything is possible. And finally, if it were up to me, I'd take away the guns. At least one person was killed and 14 others injured in a shooting Thursday at a Kroger supermarket in Collierville, Tennessee, near Memphis. The shooter was also dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. 2021 is turning out to be the worst year for U.S. gun violence in decades, surpassing even last year's unusually high numbers. A total of 14,516 people died from gun violence in the U.S. from January 1st to September 15th. That marks a 9% increase over last year, according to the Gun Violence Archive. There have been 498 mass shootings during that period. That's a 15% increase over last year. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on the donate button.